Hi there, this is Jonathan Melville on Tuesday the 16th of June at the Edinburgh International Film Festival, standing outside the screening, or I've just come from the screening of my first film at the festival, which is The Private Lives of Pippa Lee, film starring Robin Wright Penn, Alan Arkin, Keanu Reeves, Julianne Moore, Maria Bello, Monica Bellucci. It's a fantastic cast for quite a small film, really. It's quite a personal story about Pippa Lee, played by Robin Wright Penn, who moves to a retirement village with her husband, played by Alan Arkin. And her life, she is a mother and a wife in her 50s, and she's living quite a quiet life now. And the film flashes back into her past, just to show how she got where she is. Introduces us to her mother, played by Maria Bello, who is taking various drugs to try and supposedly to calm down her thyroid problem, but turns out that the drugs she's taking are a little bit more sinister than that. And we see Pippa Lee leaving home as a teenager, going away to live her life, and all the things that happened to her that kind of made her the woman she is in the present day. It's a great little film. Robin Wright Penn is fantastic, looking like a young Julie Christie at this point. Alan Arkin is brilliant. He's got some great one-liners. It's a very funny film, but also a very sad film. Nice mixture. And Keanu Reeves pops up as the son of a next-door neighbour, and he's brilliant as well. Lots of great characters in this film. I really recommend it. I think it would probably be verging on a 4-star. I'll need to sit down and think about it a bit more and work out what I liked about it, but well worth going to see. There's some sadness in there. Let this van go past. There's some sadness in there, a lot of laughter, and just a nice little story with a fantastic cast. Highly recommended. So that's my first film off the festival. I'm off now to try and see another one. This afternoon I'm going to see Hurt Locker, which is a Iraq war story centred on a bomb disposal unit. And it's a war story that's not necessarily about the war, apparently, but we'll find out later on. So pop back later on. Head over to the Edinburgh Evening News, where my blog is now hopefully set up. I'll be checking that later on. Or check out itsonitsgone.com for more updates, or my Twitter, which is twitter.com/itsonitsgone. Cheers.